All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Terry Salmon. He is the chairman of New Pacific Metals. And Terry, it's good to have you along. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. It's a nice day today.
Yeah, it's beautiful out. And it's good time for an interview as well, because you've got some news out from the company. It's some news out about yourself as well. And we'll get all to that in just a second. But I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your company and the work that you do. And obviously you've raised a tremendous amount of money within your company, and you work with certain mining companies. And one of those is New Pacific Metals. So Terry, how do you sort of decide who you're going to work with?
You know, I always go with the people. It's very important that I've known the people if possible, and a little bit about their background. But because I've been around for so long, I've got to know a lot of people. And as a result, I've cultivated those relationships over the years. And to me, it's all about people.
Yeah. Do you look at a bit about their projects as well and say, hey, this, you know, good people and good project, it makes a winning combination?
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened to New Pacific. You know, I met Rui in a coffee shop in West Vancouver when he was looking at buying this asset, and they had done some work, and he just showed me some of that work, and I was quite enthusiastic. And that was early days. That was in 2017.
Yeah. And then you decided to become the chairman. So obviously everything fit to what you liked.
Yes. You know, I am not, I've been asked to be chairman of many, many organizations, that is mining companies, and I've turned them all down except this one.
Yeah. One thing about New Pacific is their real company motto, so to speak, or at least something they really look forward to in the company is ESG. And we've heard a lot about that. You're a big fan of that as well, too. That's such an important part of what's going on in the world right now as far as mining.
Yes. You know, I mean, ESG has been around for a long time. It's just been it's more focused now than it was in the past. But, you know, it has a lot to do with safety. It has a lot to do with working with the people in the community. It has a lot to do with, you know, helping out the community as much as possible and doing safe practices. So it's been more formalized. It's less of an issue in exploration companies, which focuses more on safety. Mm-hmm. But as you get to become a producer, it becomes a huge thing. And the liabilities are quite significant.
Yeah. And I would think that what the company is doing and the operations they have within Bolivia as well is very important to that country and their future also with, you know, jobs and economic prosperity.
It is, especially a project of this size that will be a mine someday. It's really crucial that the economic benefit flows to the country.
Yeah.
Which will.
Yeah, Terry, I also want to ask you about a couple other things if you have the time for us. And that is you've actually written a book, and I'm not sure people know this, but you're a veteran, and maybe you can talk a bit about your early military career and sort of that sort of training and that is instilled in you and your beliefs and your values that has led to where you are today and to be someone who gives back a lot of money, who's helping with ESG, who's helping to lead companies. I mean, it sounds like a lot of the attributes that you have as a person really started from your military days.
Yes. You know, as a typical teenager, I mean, I joined the Marines more as a, you know, I just wasn't going anywhere. I was a typical teenager, and the Marines shaped my life. Of course, my parents did it at first, but you know, the Marine Corps, it's not about you, it's about the Marine Corps. So it's, you know, this camaraderie of a group of people through the worst and best of times.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The book is called What We Give, and in the book, it talks about Bolivia, which I find interesting, and a trip that you took to Bolivia. Can you sort of talk about that part in the book?
Well, I don't want to reveal too much of the book, but I will tell you this. In the book, there's a chapter called Trips of a Lifetime. And what that is really about people who gave back to me, and most of them, almost all of them, are mining people. About you know, a situation where I got to know them, got to know their projects, got to know their people, got to know what they were doing, got to know the countries that they were actually working and living in. And in itself, those were inspirational. And the Bolivian trip was exceptionally helpful to me, because I got to see what I always like to see as an early stage project in a community that is quite remote, quite high altitude. So to build something, to use the biblical adage from, like a mustard seed, go like from a mustard seed. And I think Bolivia is one of those places where you can see it in an early stage. I was fortunate enough to see it in an early stage, and someday I'll see it as a mine.
Yeah, very exciting for sure. One more thing I want to ask you about, and that is you did have a news release out from the company recently talking about some results at Carangas, the gold project within Bolivia. So I thought it'd just be a great opportunity just to get a quick update on that, returning some pretty interesting numbers.
You know, when you get grades and drill holes the length of these, almost 600 meters, that's pretty impressive. Including all kinds of other metals, which silver, a high grade of silver, some lead and zinc and copper. So it's a significant, very significant drill hole, and not many people get to see this in their lifetime. So I'm pretty excited about this project.
Yeah, and I guess lastly, Terry, just you've got silver sand in Bolivia as well, this project as well. It sounds like it really is an exciting time for the company right now. Is that fair to say?
It is, and for the country. Yeah. It's just significant. I don't know how many employees they will ultimately employ here, but it'll be significant.
Well, it's an exciting time. Thank you very much for that, Terry, and congratulations on the new book. It's called What We Give, and again, it's coming out in the fall, so people can look forward to checking that out. I look forward to having a full read of that book myself. And so, Terry, thank you so much. Great to see you.
Great to see you. Thank you.
All right, there's Terry Salmon, the chairman of New Pacific Metals.